Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. And during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
How can this 10K a day giveaway still be going on? The KJM 10K a day giveaway. We've been doing this, it feels like, for like a month.
How much are we giving away, Max? I've seen you do the math in your head again.
I'm trying to think, is this day 19? Shannon, is this day 19? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, 10K a day giveaway. If it's day 19, we're giving away 180 Gs.
Yeah. No, 170, right? We have three more days. So we get 200K total, right? So 170, I think.
Today, tomorrow. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
That's true.
I got
so
you
what
back.
Do you ask me for?
I got it. Because I just figured it out.
170, geez. After today, it'll be 180. And then we're doing it every day. Every hour, we're giving away $2,500 through the end of the show, December 7th. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
How you doing, Key?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Are you good? I've been thinking about you a lot this weekend.
No, don't need to think about me.
Why not?
I'm fine. It's over. That lasted 30 minutes after the game. By the time I left the stadium, got in the Sprinter van, went to have dinner, it was all over with at that point. It was like, oh, well, it is what it is. Nothing you could do except understand how you lost and regroup and bounce back.
And lies, then lies, and more
as Sunday came along, you know, I as the Grinch, you know, looking to spoil Christmas, I went through the 10 o'clock games out here on the West Coast. And by the time I got to the 125 games, by the time the 125 games were over, my giggles was back again. You know, I was smiling and stuff. And
they took the giggles away.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a little bit there. Utah spoiled the party. But then, you know, another team from California on a professional day gave a little smile again, you know, just to be able to, you know, point the finger and say, I told you so.
You must have been conflicted about that, Key. You must have been conflicted because your guy, Tua, was going up from a team against California.
Tua,
so I don't know. So where's your rooting interest? Must have been a tough day for you.
There's a good, interesting football games around on Sunday. Let's just put it that way. Like, you got a chance to see a lot of things about a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of different coaches and players. You know, it's just interesting to see some quarterbacks play at a certain level. And then some quarterbacks play at a different level.
I'll tell you what.
What do you mean? Jalen Hurts played at a high level.
He did.
Played at a high level.
You got
MVP
to see
level.
Him.
I got
you
it.
Got to see him play at a very high level. And then on the flip side of things, you know, you got to take a look at Derek Carr playing at a certain level. And then you saw Russell Wilson and them kind of squander that little 3-point lead. So it's just different quarterbacks in different situations. Hey, Jimmy Garoppolo left the football game. And the guy that replaced him looked like Jimmy Garoppolo. And then the guy on the other side of him, well, anyway, we'll
see. Couldn't wait the whole weekend to say that.
Meantime, I'll tell you what, Taylor Heinicke had one play to make, and oh my God, he made that play to by the way, NFC East didn't lose. Not a single team in the end, and two of them waxed. I mean, those were supposed to be tough games.
I just
at least
go
one
back
of them
to
waxed them.
Football for a second.
Philly
just
waxed
say the
them.
Key. OHIO. That's all, you know, just in the playoffs, Key, while you guys are at home.
Do they really deserve to be in the playoffs?
I was at the Big Ten Championship game, Michigan versus Purdue this weekend. Kevin Warren, the commissioner, welcomes you guys into the Big Ten with open arms, you and UCLA, and a dichotomy of the warm weather, you know, being on the field, you know, down in your booth, and me being in the freezing cold in Indiana. I just want to welcome you guys to the Big Ten.
How was you cold? It's indoors.
Yeah, it was cold getting there, man. It was freezing outside.
Yeah, that would be true.
It was not.
I didn't know he went to UCLA.
Huh?
No, what do you mean?
UCLA. Didn't you just say UCLA?
I said USC and UCLA.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I heard him. Trust me. Jay tries to be slick and talk fast. And yes, we understand that you went to the Big Ten Championship.
No.
Why,
just,
I don't know, because Ohio State wasn't in it. And Ohio State wasn't in it,
so
why would you go?
I like sporting events, Key.
I mean, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But then again, you are a front runner when it comes to Ohio State.
My family's from where, Key? Where's my wife's family from?
Indiana.
There you go. Now it all comes together.
Or should
right?
I say Indianapolis?
Indianapolis, yeah.
You know what else is going on in Indianapolis, guys?
The worst transition.
Speaking of Indianapolis, be our part good friend Keyshawn, Jeff Saturday.
Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper. Call online, call 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. I mean, as I was mentioning, Giants and Commanders tie, and neither team loses, right? Philly, as Key pointed out, Jalen Hurts playing at a very high level. Oh, it's a tough game as Tennessee routes them. And the Cowboys. Jeff Saturday looked like, oh, look at that. He's competing. Go, Jeff. And
looked
then
like
the Cowboys.
Thursday.
I got to tell you something, man.
Jeff Thursday.
The Cowboys, a couple of these games now. One against the Bears. You said that when you're a good team, this is what you're supposed to do to the bad teams. It wound up 54-19. 33 in the fourth. It's the most points they've ever scored in the fourth quarter of the Cowboys in franchise history. Here's our guy.
When I got to the fourth quarter, midway through, I had to roll over and grab the remote and say
turn
click.
That off.
Because it was a wrap. And I feel bad for Jeff. Jeff tried to hang in there early in the first half, and things just fell apart. You know, and hey, look, the Cowboys are a good football team. And, you know, no matter what we say about the star on the side of the helmet, the coach on the sideline, owner upstairs, they got playmakers all over the place. Offensively, defensively, they harassed a guy in Matt Ryan that's a little older, can't get out of his own way right now. I mean, it's tough when you got a front like the Dallas Cowboys, and when you have to throw the football, when you have to drop back and literally throw the football, you're going to probably lose the game against the Cowboys. They're built to rush the passer.
Jeff Saturday talked about the game at the post-game presser, of course, talking about the turnovers. Listen to this.
I can assure you I haven't been involved in many losses in general, but definitely not like this. And I think we went four possessions in a row with, you know, a fumble, two interceptions, and a fumble. And you're not going to beat anybody in the NFL, but you're dang sure not going to beat a good football team that way. And I think when one of them was, or maybe two of them were for touchdowns. So I, at this point, I don't even remember, but it wasn't good enough.
No, he was accurate. Two of them were for touchdowns. I mean, look, Matt Ryan got picked off three times. He got sacked three times. We all know that the defense is at an MVP-like level for the Cowboys. But I will tell you, man, just going back to the days, that offense, we talk a lot about Dak Prescott on this show. He just deserves praise. Their offense deserves praise, right? Like, under Cooper Rush, they were the 27th ranked offense. With Dak thus far, they are the number one ranked offense in the NFL. Think about that. The number
Your
one
highs
ranked
have been
offense
very high.
In the NFL. That's Patrick Mahomes. That's Joe Burrow. That's some of the best there is.
Take a picture.
So the fact that these things are coming together at the same time, that's why I've always said their ceiling is higher than any other team in the league to me.
They got a high one.
And the great thing about it is when you look at Dak Prescott, had 30 attempts. You know, he was a 30 of 20, a buck 70, and three touchdowns and a lone interception. But when you look at that, that's how you win football games. Mm-hmm. You keep his numbers nice and right and within a box, nice and tight, and you go out there and you're going to win. You run the football effectively, and their defense is going to give you a short field or help create some points off turnovers. That's how you win. You don't need to throw – I know everybody says, well, you paid him 100 and whatever millions of dollars. He should be throwing the ball 50. No, you shouldn't. Because when you need to throw, you throw it. When you think about the touchdown of Michael Gallup there, Michael Gallup runs a shallow cross. He stops. He takes a pitcher and he retraces on a jerk route. We call those jerk routes, Jay. When a guy stops in the middle of the field, throws his shoulders one way and goes the other, he just jerked the guy completely around. But it takes the quarterback discipline and patience to put the football on the outside shoulder the way that the receiver is going so the receiver can walk into the end zone. That sort of football is perfect. If you do anything other than that, it's going to be a disaster. That's why I like Dak Prescott, because he's handing you the football. Now, he handed the other team the football one time, and that was it.
Meantime, the Cowboys, the rich could get richer, scheduled to host Odell Beckham Jr. today. They lost starting corner Anthony Brown to a season-ending Achilles tear. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, in 20 seconds, you're going to hear the winning word. When you hear that winning word, you text it to 777-000, and you're immediately entered for your chance to win $2,500. We're giving away $10,000 today, $2,500 at a time. And it is that time.
Get money, get money, get money, get money. DJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
The winning word of the hour is turnover. Text it to 777-000 and you're entered for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7, 2022. Turnover. Text it to 777-000. Might win $2,500.
Ends December 7, right now, Max.
2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. In Cincinnati, are they, or Cincinnati, the team that Kansas City should be most worried about? Everyone's looking at the Bills and Josh Allen. Joe Burrow's like, not so fast.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LectricEbikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. More. Click it. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. You can see us on ESPNU. You can download the podcast. You are on your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Just telling everyone looked at me sideways early in the season when I said, Patrick Mahomes is one. If I had to tick any other quarterback, Justin Herbert might be better. But like the guy who I feel is going to be living deep in the playoffs is Joe Burrow.
That's where I need
everyone
the tape,
looked at me sideways. 100%. Please go get the tape.
Max has been saying Joe Burrow's going to be in the playoffs and live. He's going to repeat that 17,000 times because Joe Burrow's winning. And so Max wants to let everybody know that he picked Joe Burrow, which he had. He did. He ain't lying.
Key, it's what you said, the old Bill Parcells. Something good always happens for that guy, right?
He ain't lying about that.
Look, he's a good player.
Of course, he's a good
player. He's got Kansas City's number.
But Key, it's the stuff. It's not just like sometimes we emphasize too much he's got the it factor. He's big. He can move. He has a strong, accurate arm.
He reads defenses.
But he does have that thing. That thing where it's like you feel like he's going to win. And to get Patrick Mahomes three times in a row, like Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, all these dudes must be looking at Burrow like, damn, this dude. Because that's the guy you got to get over is Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen gets Patrick Mahomes in the regular season, too. So I'm not – I get it. Joe Burrow went into KC and he won last year and put him in the Super Bowl. I got it. I understand it. But it wasn't a blowout. It was 27-24 in the end. Joe Burrow had a nice game. He was very efficient. He got some stud receivers, and it's a bad matchup for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just a bad matchup.
There were some – There were some plays, though, Key. I mean, he did what you say to do, even threw, drop back a little more. 25 of 31, two TDs and a rushing score.
He dropped back one time more.
But I'll tell you what, though. One time more, exactly. There was that play to T. Higgins. Like, I will get into Heinicke later on. But sometimes you say, well, a game doesn't just come down to one play and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but the play that ended the game, they should have sacked Joe Burrow, and T. Higgins was, you know, the corner was all over T. Higgins, and they somehow, it's both sides, of course, quarterback, receiver, but that was it.
Game's over. In that situation on fourth down, or was it third down?
No, it was they just, because it was the clock, so they just needed to have a first down, and the game was over.
I know, but what was that? He converted on third down.
Third down.
Yeah, so look, I give the credit to Joe Burrow. It's a simple slant route, right, over the middle. But T. Higgins has got to play big boy ball right there. That's why I pay T. Higgins $27 to $30 million, uh-huh, because that play right there is why they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, because that's big boy ball. The throw is cool, but to be
catch
able
was better.
Yeah, to be able to put your body there, knowing the guy is draped all over you on your back, that's big boy football, man.
See, I know, Key, everybody will go towards the offense, right? Joe Burrow, and I get it. And T. Higgins, you're right about that, because he's a stud. And Ja'Marr Chase, welcome when your first game back, by the way. You get a big win. We'll see what this team could be like with Joe Mixon back in the lineup, too, when he comes back off that concussion protocol. But I want to give the Bengals defense some love, man. They didn't allow the Chiefs to score 1 point in the fourth quarter. And that rip key that they had on Travis Kelce, I mean, that
get
was
down,
a difference.
Though, man. Knowing the journey's over.
I was wondering why he didn't get down. He kept trying to fight for extra yardage. And I get that yak, man, but that was the play of the game.
Sometimes when you're as good as Kelce, you think everything is going to go perfect for you. And he would like to have that back.
Yeah.
Because at some point, knowing the journey is over. Don't keep, because if you keep trying to fight, somebody's coming. And when that somebody's coming, you're not going to see it and feel it because you focused in on the people in front of you. Now when somebody comes from the side and they grab on and they get the ripping and ripping, eventually that thing is going to come out, pop out, and that's exactly what happened. So knowing the journey is over and get your tail down.
Look, Josh Allen's a cyborg sent from the future to you know, destroy Patrick Mahomes. I get it. I've been saying that. If I could have anyone not named Patrick Mahomes, it would be Joe Burrow. But listen, because I like the guy who's good and good things happen for him. Listen to Joe Burrow talk about Patrick Mahomes.
You know, it was a tight game that, you know, that's how it's going to be when we play those guys. You know, Patrick is the best in the game right now. So whenever you play him, it's always going to be close.
I mean, he gave it up. Patrick's the best in the game right now. He gave it up, but he said right now.
Max, don't go there. He's saying right now, as to say, the way that the game is going right now, that's the way it's going to be. But he ain't saying it as if I'm going to catch up to him and pass him. So don't go there, Max.
I'm going right there.
I know what you're trying to do.
I'm going right there.
Hold on. Before you get there, Key, you as an offensive guy, how'd you feel about Kansas City going for the field goal at the end of the game instead of actually going for it? Because I heard Patrick Mahomes talk about it. Like, yeah, we have one of the best kickers in the game. We're okay. But at that moment, where that position where you are in the field, don't you want to go for it in that particular situation?
Not with that kicker. I mean, I don't have – you know what I'm saying? In that situation.
I hear you don't have to, but –
But when I got a kicker like that, that's one of the better kickers in the game, and it's almost like it's automatic. You're like, okay, I'd play to go into overtime because I like my chances if it goes that way.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, like, I hear you.
If it was a lesser quarterback, let's say it wasn't Patrick Mahomes, I wouldn't want to take my chances in overtime. I would say, okay, we need to finish this deal right now.
The difference between, I know it's a regular season win, Josh Allen's beating him in the regular season too, but the fact is this, and this is why I think it was a bigger psychological game afterward than I realized going in, like the way it felt. Not only has he beaten him in the regular season now, but it's coming off the heels of beating him to get to the Super Bowl, and Mahomes has never beaten Burrow. Like, all these teams, as they enter the playoffs,
though,
but it could be a matchup, but as they enter the playoffs, when you get to these matchups, when you get to these, the confidence has got to be with Cincinnati right now.
No, you don't lose your confidence. What you do is you go make adjustments. The Philadelphia Eagles used to take us to the woodshed every year in the regular season. They even took us to the woodshed in the playoffs. But we figured out, okay, there's only so much they could do. We figured out, that's a bad matchup, so here's what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to flip this over here, put that over there. and we're going to make the necessary adjustments. And then guess what we did? We closed down the vet. Okay, and then the next year we opened up the link. And so because you have to figure out Kansas City doesn't have three DBs to cover three receivers. That's part of the problem. When you have Higgins and Boyd and Chase now,
teams do.
That's a bad matchup for you.
For a lot of teams. How good can the 49ers be, by the way, with Brock Purdy under center?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, it is time for No Huddle, and that is brought to you by Omega Accounting Solutions. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Dolphins at 49ers.
So,
do we have to talk about it?
We must talk about it. Brock Purdy. Purdy threw two touchdown passes after replacing Jimmy G, who suffered a season-ending foot injury on the opening play. San Francisco already lost starting quarterback Trey Lance to a season-ending ankle injury in week two. The only other quarterback under contract is Jacob Eason, who's on the practice squad. The Niners are going to sign backup quarterback Josh Johnson. Here is head coach Kyle Shanahan after the game.
I mean, just hearing it was pretty crushing. I mean, we know what Jimmy's been through, how hard he's worked at this. You know, I got that news a little in the second quarter, so it was a little different for me, even just how happy we were with that game. That was a really cool game just as a team and all the stuff that went on throughout the game and just be able to overcome some things. And it was such a special win, but definite mixed emotions hearing about Jimmy.
All right. Key, how good can the Niners be without Brock Purdy with Brock Purdy and without Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think it's the same. I think the 49ers will be the same exact team with and without Jimmy Garoppolo because Brock Purdy did what he was supposed to do. He went in and took care of business. He didn't necessarily turn the football over. He had him on methodical drive. He did the same thing that Jimmy G did. The defense came out and they played very, very well, except the first play of the game was really the only mishap that they had. And that was more, I think, of a coverage situation than it was actually, you know, playing defense. But when they got things settled down, they made a big difference. The Miami Dolphins offense looked so kind of like mediocre, so to speak. They harassed Tua all night long. The defensive players were not afraid of Tyreek Hill's speed. They allowed him to catch footballs, but they rallied to it. It was an interesting football game. Now, Miami is still in it. They're going to have a really good football team down the stretch, but they just ran up on a buzzsaw of a defense with the 49ers.
Now, look, no panic for the Dolphins here. It was a cross-country road game against number one defense in the NFL without both their starting tackles. That's obviously what Kia mentioned about Tua being under pressure and being harassed the entire game. I will say this as it relates to the 49ers. A couple of weeks ago, I picked them to get to the Super Bowl, right, with Jimmy G. Purdy, I think, is talented. I'm just not sure the same experience at the same volume is there to all of a sudden say, yeah, I'm still saying they're the same caliber team. without Jimmy G.
Just remember.
The experience, though, Jay, the experience is key. There's no question about it, but I'm just talking about schematically what they do. They're not going to have to change any. He looked just like Jimmy G. What looks different?
That's true. But I'll just remind people, without Jimmy G, and they've had a lot of backups, right? Without Jimmy G, and they have a huge sample size because it's hurt a lot. They lose almost every game. They win like 25% of their games. And with Jimmy G, they win almost every game. So, like, let's see if that doesn't continue. If Brock Purdy wins. And then also, two times Jimmy G's been healthy for a whole season. Key, they were in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. Like, let's see what happens rest of the year and then in the playoffs without Jimmy G.
Yeah, 23 helps him a lot, though.
All right. What's next?
Rams at Texans.
So, in quarterback Deshaun Watson's first game back from an 11-game suspension for committing sexual assault as defined by the NFL. Yes, the Cleveland Browns won 27-14 over the Texans, Deshaun's old team, but they didn't score an offensive touchdown. This is what Deshaun said after the game.
I mean, it's been a long road, honestly. You know, it's just kind of from, you know, being traded. Like I mentioned before, you know, Houston is still part of me. It's part of my legacy. I got drafted here. We went through a lot of ups and downs with this organization. And, you know, being traded was tough, but, you know, it was a business decision, and it had to happen.
So can Deshaun Watson, Key, get back to where he needs to be in time to make a playoff push, or is there not enough time?
I don't know that there's enough time. I think he can get back eventually. I just don't. I mean, he struggled. And what did you expect for him to do? He wasn't going to come out there and hit on all cylinders. The guy hadn't played football in almost a full two seasons. So you're going to see what you saw for the next couple games. Maybe at time things will get a little better and a little better and a little better, but they may run out of time before long.
Yeah, I think what Cleveland showed the other day is that they it still makes me wonder, like, what this team could be when he does get back to form, right? Considering what their defense was able to do. Granted, it was against the Texans, but, like, these games can sneak up on a lot of teams, even though they're 1-10. I still like the upside here, but it looked rusty, obviously. The timing for any sport, timing is everything, right? And you see a lot of passes at the feet, the timing of play action. A lot of that stuff seemed off. I think he will gain momentum quicker than normal because of his talent, though.
I totally agree with you, Jay. Like, it's exactly how I see it. It was ugly. He looked bad. But what I came away thinking was, oh, my God, the upside with this team. I mean, they won by a couple of scores. He could not have played worse, right? So, and we know he, when last seen, was a top five NFL quarterback. Browns are going to be a problem. And then, by the way, Tomlin ain't going anywhere. And Harbaugh and Lamar, yeah, we'll get to Lamar in a second. And then the Bengals, the AFC North is going to be a problem going forward. Okay.
Yeah, of course. What you saw in Deshaun yesterday, you're not going to see next year,
right?
In the middle of the year, in the 13th game of the season. I bet any amount of money you won't see that.
And they won by a couple of scores like that. I mean, they're going to be a handful. What's next?
Broncos at Ravens.
So Tyler Huntley rallied the Ravens past the Broncos after Lamar Jackson was injured. Huntley led Baltimore 91 yards and 16 plays on its final possession, capping it with a 2-yard touchdown run with 28 seconds remaining that gave the Ravens a 10-9 win over the Denver Broncos. Huntley took over when Lamar Jackson left the game with a knee injury. John Harbaugh, what? The Ravens head coach, of course, on Lamar Jackson's knee.
Lamar has a knee, but it's not a season-ending type of knee. We'll get more tests tomorrow and let you know how long it's going to be. We'll see. Hopefully I'll have something for you tomorrow afternoon, certainly by Wednesday. Be more definitive. But it's going to be a number, you know, days to weeks. We'll see. We'll see if he can go back this week. If not, it'll be sometime after that shortly.
Okay, Key, how does this injury, how might it, factor into Lamar Jackson's contract negotiations?
Here we go again with another quarterback that's athletic, that can move around. Guess where he got hurt at? He got hurt in the damn pocket. So I don't want to hear anything about his style of play. He's going to get hurt. He got hurt in the pocket, just like all the rest of the quarterbacks that perform like him. Use their legs, they get hurt in the pocket. Now, look, I'm not happy about the situation at all. And I don't blame Lamar Jackson. I blame the Baltimore Ravens. I blame the front office of the Baltimore Ravens if something were to go wrong with this young man and not getting that deal done. Because he shouldn't have to crawl and beg and plead to get a deal done as valuable as he is for your organization and your football team. He shouldn't be in a situation of feeling stressed out or have to worry about, oh, my God, I might get hurt in the game and then I don't get a chance to secure the money. You should have given him what his market value is long time ago and not try to shortchange him in this situation. So if this has any effect on that contract leading forward, it's going to be on the Baltimore Ravens and not Lamar Jackson and his mother.
I hate this for Lamar. Key, I feel that as a former player that I would like to blame the organization. I mean, but there's culpability on both sides, right? Like that's what happens in contract negotiations. A lot of times,
but you don't. But there ain't no culpability on both sides, man. Y'all don't do that to other quarterbacks. They just hand them their bag.
Well,
why
he got
to crawl and beg and
plead? It was complicated. It was because there's an unprecedented deal in place with Deshaun Watson, which is $230 guaranteed, which set a different mark for Lamar Jackson.
But Jay,
I hear you.
There's
also a risk that you take, Key, when you decide to roll the dice, though.
There also is reported out there at some point in time, it was less than $100 million than Deshaun got. That doesn't – less than what Kyler Murray got, less than what Russell Wilson got. Come on, man.
Key, I agree with you largely. The market reset. The Ravens didn't want to adjust to it. They wanted to treat it like something different and made Lamar go out and prove it, right?
Yeah.
And this was the risk. By the way, let me table that for 1 second. There was an actual study done. People looked into, do quarterbacks get hurt more inside the pocket or outside the pocket, right? Because everyone assumed it was outside the pocket. Several years ago, they looked into it. Quarterbacks get hurt slightly more often. It's close, but slightly more often in the pocket than outside the pocket. Okay, that's number one. Number two, they didn't adjust, but Jay, your point is valid in this sense. Lamar wanted to go out and take a risk, the way Aaron Judge did with the Yankees, but he's playing a full contact sport. And here is the downside of the risk. You know, that said, if it's not season ending and it doesn't affect, you know, his things and he gets back to performing at a high level, he's going to get $200 million at least guaranteed.
Oh, I agree with that.
He's going to get his money. What's next, Yates?
Packers at Bears.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers had to rally in the fourth quarter, but they did to beat the Bears 28-19. Led three fourth quarter scoring drives, Rodgers did. And receiver Christian Watson took an end around 46 yards for a touchdown in the closing minutes after Jair Alexander intercepted Justin Fields. And Green Bay rallied to beat Chicago 28-19 on Sunday. I mean, Watson doesn't stop catching touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers after the game.
You know, they got a talented quarterback who's got a chance to be around for a long time. Really good running back, stud young receiver, EQ making plays. So it's a competitive game, but definitely didn't want to be walking in here losing to the Bears. It's been a nice 8 straight for us.
Losing to the Bears.
Did Sunday's win put to rest the speculation about the Packers' starting quarterback situation? For more on that, and of course all things Chicago, David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago, with us. Going on, Cap?
What up, Cap?
What up? Good morning. How we doing?
See, What's happening?
No one can say that this show doesn't have a lot of Cap, right or wrong.
We did a lot of caps. No? This show got a lot of cap. We start with you.
Yeah, exactly, Key.
What's going on, Cap? What do you think about Rodgers? Did he just put the speculation to rest about who the starting quarterback is there?
I think he did, although he was waving to the crowd and having fun like, I still own you, basically. Let me just tell you something. Those fans up at Green Bay, they know what's coming. They know we've got $130 million in cap space or thereabout sitting at the second pick. They know what that light is down in the tunnel, the train called Justin Fields. He's a beast, and we are going to take over the North.
Yeah, man, it looks that way. It definitely looks that way.
Yeah, if they could spend that money wisely and drafts wisely, my good friend Ryan Poles, my buddy, in free agency, because there's going to be some – notable receivers that's going to be available. There's going to be a few running back. The running back list is crazy. The running back list is probably about 15 of them that you could take any one of them and be satisfied that's going to be available. I think that the Bears are coming. There's no question about it. But as long as 12 is in that division and in near Chicago and they're playing Chicago, I think 12 is going to have a number for a little bit. It just happens
he might
that
have,
way.
Maybe next year because it takes time to you know, get talent and then learn how to win. But I'm telling you, that felt different yesterday. I'm watching the game with Coach Wanstead, Alex Brown, and Lance Briggs. And when we got done with our post game, all of them said, enjoy it, Aaron, because it's about to change.
Oh, it feels that way.
Cap, with the next couple of games, the Eagles at home, then the Bills at home, and then at the Lions, considering the way and Justin Fields, even though he didn't play great yesterday, but still carrying the entire load offensively, when do you start into the conversation of shutting him down? Or do you just play him throughout it all?
If the doctors say he is at no greater risk than any other player, then he's a football player. He plays. If there is one half of 1% that he's not right, you're done. See ya. You're out. We'll see you in the spring. Let's get that thing right because there's nothing to be gained now. Yeah, well, the meatball in me wanted to beat Green Bay because I despise that team. I grew up in Chicago. It's the way I was raised. But I would absolutely shut him down if there's at any risk. It's a greater risk than what the value is of getting reps on a bad football team. Like that interception in the end zone that Jair Alexander jumped, that's not on Justin. That's on a lousy receiver named Equanimeous St. Brown. He's just not very good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The other one was a Hail Mary. You got to get receivers in here. You got to get more offensive linemen, and then let's see what happens.
Yeah, the number one thing for me with the Chicago Bears is the first thing that I'm going to do in my salary cap is I'm going to get me a wideout. And that's not because I played the position. That's because I know in order to develop that young man, and Equanimeous St. Brown, nice guy. It's cool. He's a body on the field. But he needs to be a receiver to help the quarterback, and it's not what he has right now. He doesn't have a professional receiver.
Cap.
Completely agree, but the first thing I'm getting is a left tackle. I got to get – I'm talking like Orlando Brown in free agency, and then I can use Braxton Jones. You know, I'll keep developing him. Maybe he's better at right tackle. I got to get a lockdown stud left tackle, and then I also got to get a three technique that stops the run because we are bad at that. Jalen Carter looks like he would be awesome in a Bears uniform.
I bet you right now – the first thing that they get is a wide receiver. I bet you any amount of money they go get that WR.
No. First, if they're sitting there at two, I hope he trades back.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a free agency. I'm talking about free agency, not the draft. I'm talking about free agency.
Maybe. I mean, if they're not bringing David Montgomery back, you better go get a starting running back. And as you said, that list is loaded from Saquon to Josh Jacobs and all these other guys. You better get a back that can carry the mail because they're going to run the football here first and foremost.
Good Lord, don't give Justin Fields Saquon Barkley. Oh, my God. Hey, Cap, David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood, ESPN 1000 Chicago. So one of the kind of little trivia points of this last game is that the Green Bay Packers now have the most wins in NFL history passing the Bears. Is that anything that anyone in Chicago cares about? Is that something people are like, yeah, that now, as you said earlier, we got Justin Fields, here it comes, we're going to take that back. Was that discussed at all in Chicago?
Not really. I mean, it was a note in the game notes. Not really, because everybody knows how bad our team is this year. I mean, I don't think they win another game. Who are they beating? Get the bye, then the Eagles, then the Bills, go to Detroit, who's playing really good football, and then finish at Minnesota, or home with Minnesota, who's trying to get the top seed. So, no, I don't think it was a big talking point here. Now, if next year the Bears turn it around and win 10 games and the Packers win 7 and the Bears pass them again, I'm sure someone will trumpet it, but it's not that big a deal, no.
Cap, I want to ask you about the Bulls for a second. Last year,
aspirations. Bad team, Jay.
Yeah,
bad team.
Man, going down this path, for you losing four straight, lost a sack the other night. Like, what are your thoughts on them this far?
It falls at the feet. Look, I always put it on the players first, but this falls at the feet of the front office. They went into this offseason knowing everyone that watched that team said, you better get some perimeter shooting, and they did exactly zero to address that. Zero. It's a badly constructed roster, and Lonzo Ball's not walking through that door. He's still got pain in his knee after two operations. I don't know if that guy's coming back. They have got to start thinking seriously about moving DeMar DeRozan and getting what they can and starting to overhaul this thing because
so
they don't have
rebuild.
Their own
We're talking about a rebuild,
year.
Cap? We're talking about a rebuild. That's where we're going. So like a team that last year could chase in the NBA Finals to a rebuild. That's where we are.
Yes. It's a bad team, Jay. It's not a good enough team. It is not. So maybe more of a retool. They don't have their own pick this year unless it's top four. So I'd rather get in the top four because this team's not making a run, I can promise you.
Is there talk about what DeMar DeRozan could fetch in a trade?
Like, people are all, everybody, Victor Wembanyama, everybody's fantasizing. Yeah. Can we get him like we got Derrick Rose and get lucky? I mean, that's a one in a million. People are already talking about it. It's a bad basketball team.
So, Cap, I'm watching AD last night and over the last several games since LeBron's been out, and he's been dominating. And I know a lot of my friends in Chicago have talked about this for the last couple of months about not pulling the trigger to make a move for somebody like that. And I know that's dicey because he's so injury-prone, but is there any remorse for not pushing or having the front office make a move for a guy like AD considering the way he's playing right now?
No. Absolutely not. I do not want street clothes on this team. I do not because you can't rely on him. I'm not talking about him as a person. He may be a great guy. You cannot rely that he's going to be there at crunch time. No, thank you. Hard pass.
Many times, we'll not me. Just crunch time.
We'll keep me.
That is David Kaplan, ladies and gentlemen. Cap and Jay Hood, ESPN 1000 Chicago, of course. Thanks, Cap, as always.
All right, Cap.
Have a great day. Key, I have Venmo, buddy.
All right.
Well, you guys have a bet or something?
No, I told him that they'll take a receiver in the free agency first before they take a left tackle.
Yeah, you know, in the old days, Key, it's so true. Like, I used to, like, what are they doing? Penny Sewell's there. You're taking Jamar Chase? Nope, it's you got to get your quarterback. They got the quarterback. Next dude in the door got to be the alpha receiver, right? And then you worry about the tackle, the defensive end, all that stuff. But you got to find out about your quarterback with number one first. I think that's the way it is nowadays. Speaking of finding out about quarterbacks, did Mike White miss his chance to make the talk about Zach Wilson, it's his job to end it? Did he just miss his chance in Minnesota to end that talk? Keyshawn, J. Willimax. ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.